Isaiah chapter 66. This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house could you build for me? Where is the place that I may rest? For all these things my hand has made. That is how all these things came to be, says the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, even to the one who is humble and contrite in spirit, and who trembles at my word. To them the one who kills an ox is just like one who kills a human for sacrifice. One who sacrifices a lamb is like one who breaks a dog's neck. One who offers grain offering is like one who offers pig's blood. One who burns frankincense is like one who blesses an idol. Yes, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. I also will choose their punishment, and will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear. They did that which was evil in my eyes, and chose what did not please me. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your countrymen who hate you and throw you out for my name's sake mock. Let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But it is they who will be put to shame. Listen, a sound of uproar from the city, a sound from the temple. It is the voice of the Lord, rendering to his enemies what they deserve. Before her labor pains began, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a boy. Who has heard of such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a country be born in a single day? Will a nation be born in a second? Yet as soon as Zion went into labor, she gave birth to her children. Would I ever bring a baby to the point of birth and not deliver it, says the Lord? Would I, who deliver, ever force the womb shut, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem, and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, for you will nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breasts. You will suck and be delighted with her bountiful breasts. For this is what the Lord says, look, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. You will nurse and be carried on her side, and will be dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. You will see it, and your heart will rejoice, and your bones will flourish like the fresh grass. The hand of the Lord will be known to his servants, and his fury to his enemies. For look, the Lord will come with fire, and his chariots will be like a whirlwind. He will manifest his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and his sword the Lord will execute judgment on all flesh, and many will be slain by the Lord. Those who sanctify themselves and purify themselves by going into the pagan gardens, also followers of the idolatrous one in their midst, eating the flesh of pigs, disgusting creatures, and rats, they will perish together, says the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. The time is coming when I will gather all nations and languages, and they will come and see my glory. I will perform a sign among them, and I will send their survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, famous for drawing the bow, and Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands afar off, that have never heard of my fame or seen my glory. They will declare my glory among the nations. They will bring all your kindred out of all the nations for an offering to the Lord, on horses, in chariots and wagons, on mules and camels, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their offerings in clean containers into the house of the Lord. Some of them I will select for priests and Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, will remain before you, says the Lord, so your descendants and name will remain. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all humanity will come to worship before me, says the Lord. They will go out and look on the corpses of those who have rebelled against me, for their worms will not die, neither will their fire be extinguished. They will be abhorred by all humanity. Isaiah chapter 66.